Happy Monday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Monday, June 15th, 2026. As always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's lead-off morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, did the U.S. government just rubber-stamp the AI bubble? The short answer is yes. National security priorities are increasingly governing U.S. frontier model deployment because these models are now viewed as strategic assets subject to tight access controls. This will only enhance investor confidence in the duration and ex post returns of the AI CapEx bubble and the 42 macro paradigm C bull market that is supporting it. In terms of analytical nuance, Washington's striking decision to block foreign use of Anthropic's BP top models highlights the Trump administration's fresh appetite for regulating this critical sector, while signaling to Silicon Valley that the technology remains poorly understood and unpredictable in its consequences. Officials issued an unprecedented directive requiring the startups to cut off its most advanced platforms for every foreign national, acting after learning that the recently launched Fable 5 model safeguards could be circumvented, prompting alarm over what the company deemed a disproportionate reaction that might, quote, halt all new model developments for all frontier model providers. Despite a June executive order pledging not to mandate Silicon Valley's cooperation, the administration now intends to wield exceptional authority to direct AI builders on security matters. That earlier order disavowed any AI licensing scheme, yet officials have effectively established a new one anyway. This comes amid companies increasingly turning to the stock market to raise capital because of the relative attractiveness of equity financing. A wave of fresh equity issuance is set to hit the U.S. stock market around $1.5 trillion over the coming 2 years. That marks a potentially dramatic reversal from the $12 trillion in equity supply that S&P 500 buybacks alone eliminated across two decades. Roughly 160 firms have unveiled plans to raise more than $120 billion in IPOs year to date, topping the prior 2 years combined. Counting deals from public firms too, fresh supply equity supply tops $360 billion, marking the strongest first half showing in half a decade. So they're getting up. So I think the key takeaway here is that, you know, if investors get a lot of confidence that the government is going to, you know, effectively, you know, pseudo nationalize these companies because they're so powerful and they must be nationalized to some degree, that ultimately means that, you know, the government is essentially rubber stamping the effectiveness of the tools, and then it's going to give investors in the private sector confidence in those tools and the eventual deployment and the productivity enhancing benefits. Right? If we can create some sort of, you know, weapon of mass destruction with the technology, surely you can enhance the productivity of doing your white collar job. So that was my key takeaway from that. Transitioning to the 42 macro dashboard, as always, wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Initial Claims Rate of Change. It says, Dear Darius, thanks for all the insightful work. Just wanted to quickly check in your labor market indicator checklist of the chart with the rate of change for initial claims, among other metrics. We are seeing an uptick in claims, but how distant are we from your pain threshold? So the question, key takeaway is that if you look at the most recent 4 week moving average of initial claims, the rate of change of that, the 3 month annualized rate of change of that, we are now approaching a threshold that has historically been consistent with the start of recessions, the median value that we've observed at the start of recessions. Continuing claims are way off their recession signaling threshold, as are four of the five 42 macro Fab Five recession signaling indicators. In fact, of those five, only one, the University of Michigan Employment Survey, is breaching its quote unquote recession signaling threshold, which again is the median value of the 3 month annualized rate of change of that particular time series observed at the start of recessions. And so, you know, this is an economy that continues to be growing well above trend on both a on a nominal basis, where, you know, kind of accelerating to at trend on a real basis. And ultimately, we think that acceleration is going to extend itself in the coming quarters. And so, you know, we continue to see paradigm C as a booming U.S. economy growing at about 100 basis points above trend on a real basis, close to about 200, maybe even 300 basis points above trend on a nominal basis throughout 2026, 2027. That, in our opinion, continues to represent meaningful upside to earnings estimates as well. So we'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Monday, June 15th, 2026. Best of luck out there today. We'll catch back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice. And 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.